This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Greason. Welcome to the CEO Show. This week you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Greason on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jay Walker. How are you, Jay?
I'm great, Robert. I'm glad to be here.
Last time we interviewed was about 7 years ago, and now you're doing something really exciting called Upside, which is transforming travel. But let's start off with, when you started Priceline, that changed everything, really. Talk about what your original concept was and what you're proudest of in developing Priceline.
Well, in all fairness, Priceline didn't change everything. It just simply changed the way leisure travelers could buy travel using the Internet in a new way. Before Priceline, it wasn't possible for a customer who said, look, here's the price I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to be extremely flexible. Is there any airline out there willing to transport me from point A to point B on the day I need to go? So you had to be a leisure traveler. You had to be very flexible, and you had to be driven entirely by price. That's how leisure travelers often are. So Priceline changed that game.
And how has that game changed in 2017?
We're working on a different dimension entirely. We're working on small business travelers, the ones that don't have volume deals, the ones that don't have travel departments. It turns out about $165 billion a year is spent by small business travelers who just have no help at all. We've designed a website where if they buy their air and hotel together, we give them a package price. And then the less they spend, the more rewards we give them in addition to their miles and their points, which is a great way to get a small business person to say, you know what? Show me how to spend less on my next trip, and if I can, I will, and you'll give me more rewards while my company pays lower prices. That's the kind of thing the Internet can do with smart software.
So is there any smart technology now that's enabled this to happen, or what makes it that 2017 is when this is happening?
Well, you couldn't do this without big data software. Mm-hmm. Every night, Upside downloads 3 terabytes of data.
Oh my God.
The entire air travel system and another 100,000 hotels, all that inventory, price, connections, availability, fare classes are all loaded every night down into the Amazon cloud, where our big data software pre-analyzes every possible combination on every possible business route you could fly. So when you fire up your phone and come to our website and say you're going from New York to LA, you don't see thousands of choices. You see the 6 smartest choices for the times you need to get there, the times you need to get home, and each of those choices we show you how many gift cards you're going to get and how much less your company's going
to
pay.
And how hard is this to use for people?
It takes minutes. It's the easiest way to buy travel ever. Typically, when you buy travel yourself for a business trip, it takes you 45 minutes to an hour to compare all the flights, the choices. The average time on Upside is currently 11 minutes from start to finish. Our goal is to get it to 5.
So if you get it to 5, so number one, you're saving time. The traveler gets these benefits, and the company saves money. So it's a very simple model.
Actually, it's simple. Like, simple is hard, right? So the push-button phone is a simple idea.
You want to make it as simple as possible, just not simpler.
Right. Or to put it another way, the reason you make it simple is because we do all the hard work in the background. The simplest thing of all is to call your travel agent and say, book me a ticket to L.A. and make it a good flight and a good price. We're doing all that work in the background so you don't have to do it when you're on your phone or on your desktop.
So now this is a new concept. It started. What is your plan to make this ubiquitous everywhere?
Upside is really about a much bigger idea than business travel, though it starts in business travel. The real issue here is you've got all kinds of flexibility that you're not using. And in the past, that flexibility showed up in your shopping behavior. But when you're shopping with your company's money, you know, give me the one I can, you know, whatever one is most convenient. Give me the 9 o'clock flight. I don't need to look at the 8:30 flight or the 8 o'clock flight. I want to fly out of Kennedy. I don't need to look at Newark or maybe a connection out of LaGuardia. Why? Because you're not spending your own money. What we're doing for the first time is making it possible to use software so that little bits of your flexibility can be valued in real time. Take that flight half an hour early. It, guess what? It's $80 less for the trip and $50 more in an Amazon gift card for you. Suddenly you're saying that's not so bad. Come home on a connection from London over Toronto. We'll give you a $400 Amazon gift card. We'll give your company $600 in savings. Well, you know, it wasn't my money, but that's pretty good. Well, it turns out that there are many markets where somebody else is paying the bill, so you're not using your flexibility. Like healthcare, right? So if you can reintroduce into economic markets the motivation to spend less by showing consumers small choices they can make while still meeting their needs, you're reinventing the commercial equation in those markets. That commercial equation is currently disconnected because you don't have an alignment of interests of the buyer and the person paying. Upside is about realigning those interests, finding the small choices in any given vertical that helps the customer see what the choices are, valuing those choices, and then administering the incentives as well as the savings.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jay Walker, who has, I think, more inventions than almost anyone in the world. And one of them was Priceline, one of them was Synapse, and now one of them is Upside. So when you're talking about something like healthcare, which is, I mean, it's about $2.7 trillion, almost 18% of the GDP, this is really significant, impacts everyone. Now, the problem with healthcare is there's not as much transparency because people don't know what the pricing is. Everything's still not opened. How can your model work in that setting?
Well, it can work very well. First of all, healthcare is even more distorted than you've just said. Not only does the buyer not know what she's paying for the x-ray, the seller doesn't know what he's charging for the x-ray. Okay, you've got a completely distorted model. The fact of the matter is, the transparency is the least of the problems in healthcare. It's the lack of alignment that's the problem. If everybody was spending their own money every time they walked in to get an x-ray, you could be sure everybody would know what the price was. Okay, the fact of the matter is they're not spending their own money. So the first thing we have to do is we have to build a system that says to the consumer, hey, when you spend less, we're going to give you some of that yourself, and who's ever paying for it is going to get some. Well, once you have that in place, guess what? The sellers of x-rays, they have downtime, they have extra capacity, they will provide information that says, look, you can get somebody in here for an x-ray at between three and four today. Well, we normally charge 150, but you get somebody in here, we'll do it for 120, we'll do it for 110. Hell, we might do it for 55. Once you create a market mechanism where you can monetize an asset, guess what? The market sorts out its transparency problems real fast. Think eBay. Nobody ever knew what all that stuff in their closet was worth. Now you can go right on eBay and see exactly what some of that stuff is selling for, and you can say, wow, do I want to go through the trouble of selling my telephone insulator collection I collected as a boy, or do I not want to? But at least you can see what it's worth. In the past, you could never see what it's worth.
So that's a huge concept that you had that has applicability in, I think, many industries probably. Where did the idea, the aha moment come to you where you said it can, one, be quicker, two, it can benefit the buyer, benefit every party? When did that aha moment really happen?
Well, I can't recall the specific aha moment, but I invent for a living. So as you mentioned earlier, I am not the most inventive person, but I am one of the top 10 patented living inventors. So I look at problems a little bit differently than most people, and I'm a business system designer. That's what I do. I'm not a landscape painter, but if I were a landscape painter, every time I looked at a landscape, I'd say, how would you paint that? As a business system designer, I look at broken business systems, and I say, boy, how would you reinvent that business system? The warehouse club is a different business system than the supermarket or a retail store. It's just a different system. Business system designers look at the systems of things.
How do you do that? Are you up in your library and you're Googling things, you're looking at things, you're reading, are you speaking with people? Where are you getting your information from?
Well, there's no magic formula. I'm immersed in the world's knowledge. I spend time looking at the history of business. I study history as well. I talk to people all the time. By the way, I'm a consumer. I buy business travel. I buy life insurance. I buy health care. I, like you, go to the motor vehicle department and go, you got to be kidding. This is the best system to renew your driver's license? I'm no different than anybody else. The difference is my day job is thinking about that, whereas most people's day job is doing something else. And remember, most business systems I look at for 20 years and scratch my head and go, you know what? I can't figure out how to improve that system. It may be dysfunctional, but it's working pretty well. It never is a moment like Archimedes going, aha, and running down the street naked, by the way. Okay? And that's just not how I work. But I'm constantly chipping away at certain classes of problems.
This is Robert Reese, and we're speaking with Jay Walker. And we've heard, for all of the entrepreneurs, think through where are the system problems you can improve, and then on the other point, think through if you want to save money on travel, you know, just go to Upside. The website is?
It's Upside.com, but that's only if you buy your own business travel. Many of our your listeners, of course, are big companies and don't.
Back in a few, and then we're going to talk about ideas for entrepreneurship and innovation.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Jay Walker, who is the founder of Priceline, of Synapse, and now of Upside. You've had three companies that each have 50 million customers or more, which I can't think of anyone else has actually done that. What is the key for CEOs if they want to innovate successfully?
Well, I think most of innovation is about focus on the real issue. And the real issue is ask the right questions, which most people spend very little time thinking about. They're very busy trying to come up with the right answer. I'd way rather have the right question than the right answer, right? So ask the right questions and then intensely and relentlessly borrow from Sam Walton's book, which is, you know, where Jeff Bezos is borrowed as well. It's all about the customer, beginning, middle, and end. It's just about the customer. Most people are just not relentlessly focused on the customer.
How do you know what the customer really wants?
Well, that's an art and a science. So one way, truth is, if you ask Steve Jobs when he was living that question, he would say, I don't know what the customer wants. I just know what I want. And since there better be a lot of people like me, I only have to worry about what I want. Other people like Sam Walton would have said, you know how I know what the customer wants? I see what moves on the shelf. And if it doesn't move on the shelf at that price, I know the customer doesn't want that product at that price. So we live in a data-driven world. More than ever before, we can see the data that tells us what the customer wants, but there's still plenty of room for artistry here. Many customers don't know what they want until they see it.
But there's so much data. How do you know how to ferret through to find what's truly important? Like an upside, you could do that for business. But how do you, when you're trying to solve a problem, do that?
Well, I think the answer is that's an artist's question. You don't know. You simply iterate. I can only tell you that whenever I'm inventing, by the time we bring a product or a service to market, it's gone through hundreds and hundreds of revisions. There's no question that nobody other than a Mozart is going to have a finished symphony when they write it down or a finished piece on the paper. It's about endless iteration. It's about asking real customers, finding people who are willing to be honest with you, and then constantly trying ways to do things. Now, that doesn't take genius out of it. There are geniuses who can create hit songs way more frequently than you and I. They're clearly incredibly talented at it. But not every song they write is a hit song.
So let's talk about how things will change in the future. In the next 5 years, you've always been able to look ahead and see what's coming down the road. Even in 2007, you told me cell phones will be huge then. Now, how do you know what's next? And by the way, what's going to happen with cell phones?
Well, nobody knows what's next in terms of the weather, but we know what's next in terms of the climate. That's what I often tell people.
It's a good line.
Okay?
I
can't tell you the weather next July 20th, but I'm going to tell you it's probably not going to snow. Okay? So the beauty is, when you're a student of technology, and you really study it from the beginning, let's just say, of the 18th or 19th centuries, you know, to today, you see very clear trend lines. You see very clear patterns. So, for example, we can see that the cell phone is going to go away. It's an intermediate.
Wait, cell phone go away?
Yeah, it's just an intermediate form factor. The idea of carrying around this physical brick with this limited screen is clearly silly, right? The cell phone is simply an accommodation in a transitional period. What's going to happen is your glasses or contact lenses are going to have an augmented reality layer that will allow you to see whatever it is you need to see. It's silly to hold a screen. The glasses are a perfect screen. And it's clearly going to be that we can overlay data as well as pictures and images and video screens. So you're going to wear the network access. You know, you're clearly going to have a device, you know, by the ear that allows you to directly hear so that you're not essentially ever holding anything to your ear. That's clear that's going to happen. Now, whether it's going to happen in 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years, I can't tell you that. Those are weather questions, not climate questions. But I can tell you that's an absolutely certain thing, that the phone goes away as a form factor. You know, I can also tell you that connectivity is going to rapidly improve. Why? Because humans are genetically wired to connect. We like being connected to people. We like sharing. Look at the scale of Facebook. Look at the ubiquity of social media. What is that all about? Well, it's about a set of forces which are gossip, voyeurism, sharing, you know, insecurities. Those things are all driving the human animal. And, of course, we can tell that anything which increases connectivity is going to be more and more popular, especially at zero variable cost. We live in a world where the cost of connectivity is itself a very low marginal expense.
I would interrupt you. Google Glasses never really took off.
Pay no attention to the fact it didn't rain yesterday. How nice. It has nothing to do with anything. Okay? It's got to be in the glasses. It has to be in the glasses.
Are people going to be wearing actual physical glasses?
Well, it's going to be in the regular glasses you wear. Yeah,
I don't wear glasses.
You just put them in the contacts then.
I don't wear contacts.
You will when it saves your life.
Oh, so everyone will then be wearing contacts or glasses.
Everybody
so
will.
So it's not a fashion thing, and you'll be able, through your ear, to talk through
it's what's going to save your life. It's going to keep all your medical things. When anything's wrong, you're going to be able to see a warning. You would no sooner go out without your augmented reality, then you'd leave the house without shoes in the year 20 blank. It's not possible, right? It would just be silly to leave the house that way.
So when you talked about upside, you mentioned a couple of industries. What's the big picture of how it could transform the world?
Well, a flexibility economy is coming. You know, we've heard things like the sharing economy or the gig economy. What the flexibility economy is, it's a shorthand for the idea that small amounts of flexibility are going to start to become monetized by both buyers and sellers. We already see this in insurance, where every insurance policy can be different. It depends on what you want in your, and you want deductibles, you want this, you want this, you want this, you want this. Every car coming down the assembly line, you know, used to be every car was fine as long as you wanted black, right? Henry Ford, right? Now every car comes down the assembly line. It's got different options, different colors, different packages. That's the world we're living in. We are going to customize in real time using the data tools almost every purchase we make, because it's not simply the object we're customizing, but it's the package of services that surround it. Do you want to buy this phone with a warranty? What kind of warranty? With certain privileges, exchange privileges? Do you want to buy it with this? There is a whole set of environmental factors that surround every purchase we make. And guess what? You're going to be able to price each one of them separately and decide which ones you want and don't want in real time, like that.
You've about 40 seconds left. Final advice to CEOs.
I think my advice to CEOs would be to pay a little bit more attention to history. You know, history teaches us so much, and it's a surprising area. You know, the people who've lived before and the people who have solved the problems you're working on, guess what? Many of them were damn good at it. And there's a lot to learn from historical people who are business people. Hell, you could spend most of your life studying Sam Altman alone. I find a lot of CEOs are so busy in the moment and so busy in the future that they forget the past has an enormous amount to teach them. Trust markets to work when you align interests of buyers and sellers and you use technology to take the friction out of the system.
Well, Jay, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We've been speaking with Jay Walker, and we've been talking about a fascinating future that is where you're going to see everything through your eyes, and the cell phone may be out.
It's just a transitional form factor, as we would say.
Great having you on the CEO Forum.
The Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Steve Witkoff. How are you, Steve?
Very good, Robert. Thank you.
And Steve is the CEO and founder of the Witkoff Group, which is one of the largest real estate development management companies in the world. So let's start. Just give us a snapshot of what the company is today.
Well, we're developers. We're owners. We've just finished developing perhaps $4 or $5 billion worth of construction projects in the city of New York. That includes several condominium projects, a few hotels, retail. We did plenty of construction activity in Miami as well. We have a very large project going on in Los Angeles today. And, of course, we still continue to own properties like the Woolworth Building and other office properties in New York City. So,
yeah, and the Woolworth Building, that's my grandfather had his office as a lawyer, loved it, and that was always the premier building.
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
We bought it in, I want to say, 1997. Me and Ruby Schroen led a group that acquired it, and it's just, I mean, it's a fabulous building. I actually walk the American flag up to the top of that building on the 14th of September 2001, right after the attacks.
Wow, that must have been pretty emotional.
Yeah, it was. We moved the generator into that building, and I think we were the only building that was really operational. And we slept the ESU and the 10th Precinct cops downstairs, you know, during that entire rescue effort.
So let's talk about real estate. A lot of CEOs listening in, and they want to understand what's happening in the real estate market. Now, you and I have spoken before, and you're not saying you get things right, you get things wrong very frequently as well, but how should people be looking at real estate and know and getting a sense of when it's moving forward, when it's moving backwards? Are there any indicators you look at?
Most people think the indicator is going to be interest rates. We don't at all. We think it's all about growth. So if there is growth in the system, and there are many who believe that the Trump policies are going to lead to national GDP growth, and then, of course, it's about individual marketplaces. So if you believe in growth, then cap rates will compress because people pay for growth. And I think that's part of what this president is offering up. If you don't believe that there is growth, then you're going to see flatlining of real estate pricing. And I think before this election, that's what we were seeing in many of the major marketplaces out there. You were seeing a basic flatlining, other than maybe in multifamily. Hotels were flatlining in terms of pricing, and I think that it's unclear what the shape of this administration's economic policies are going to be. I think people have a sense that you're going to see some tax relief and corporate repatriation of dollars overseas. And then as the shape of an infrastructure policy, which is critical to, because that really underpins the growth model, as that takes shape, I think people will... That's when you're going to really be able to assess where real estate pricing ends up. But until we see the shape of it, it's going to seem fuzzy to some.
And it would seem likely that a lot of the growth in jobs is going to be built on growth in infrastructure, be it bridges, roads. What's your take on that?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, if you sort of study what are the two pillars of GDP growth, it's demographics.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really on our side right now. And it's productivity. So I think we're going to need a little bit of a shot in the arm. And the shot in the arm is infrastructure. That's where you can get certitude with regard to jobs. On the other hand, it's complicated because the minute you've got a tax relief policy, that's creating deficit, pressure on the deficit. And if you now want to spend more money in infrastructure, you're creating even additional pressure. So I think that the shape of an infrastructure policy is going to have to revolve around tax incentives, private investment alongside of some public investment that reduces the amount of obligation that the government's going to have to put forth to support such a program. And if you study the payback from infrastructure spend, it's much bigger than the payback from tax relief.
I don't know by a wide margin.
I can't remember. I could actually, if you ask my son.
Well, you have an economic sort of brainstorm here.
Yeah, and my son, by the way, my middle son who graduated from Wharton, a very bright kid, he could tell if he was sitting here being interviewed, he could tell it to you. But I want to say that the payback for every infrastructure dollar is $1.50 to $2 to $1, and on taxes, it's maybe half of that. So they're both. They both have a percolating benefit. They both generate additional spend in the system, but infrastructure is much more. And by the way, we also need infrastructure. Forgetting about the job growth variable, we've got crumbling highways, roads, airports, travel all around the world. The airports are nicer. The bridges are nicer. So we've got to fix up our school systems, our roads, the way we travel, all of those. I take the subway every day in New York City. That's what makes New York City so great, because you're interconnected throughout all the five boroughs and even New Jersey and Long Island. We've got to stay ahead of it and improve that system.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Witkoff, the founder CEO of the Witkoff Group. And we're talking right now about infrastructure, about growth in America. Let's talk about the international play in this. How does America compare in real estate to the international group? And what are we looking for in terms of partnerships internationally? What's just your take on it as a New York guy?
Well, first of all, I believe that you're going to see a wave of international investment into the United States for several different reasons. First of all, the Trump program is perceived as growth-oriented for all the right reasons. It is. And he talks about it. And he believes in it. And I believe this is a president who believes that growth leads to jobs, which leads to individual empowerment. So that is a bedrock of his economic policies, in my view at least. And I think the international investment community, looking all over the world by comparison, says it's really scary to be in some of these emerging marketplaces. So this is a country not only that has a pro-growth administration, but on top of that has a rule of law, has a real legal system. This is the place that they want to be invested in. Now, as they compare the United States growth prospects to all other countries, to me, people look at the following four elements. One is we have probably the world's most efficient labor markets. Two is we have an independent labor policy, energy policy. Three, we've got a culture, a system that promotes technological advances. And you see it all the time. Technology is continuously advancing in this country. And then four, most importantly, we have the world's most efficient capital market system. So you can borrow, which means guys like me, who started with nothing, can go to a bank, and if they've got an idea and a dream, they may be able to get the funding and the financing to grow that business. That was my situation 30 years ago. If you study the Trump administration's key...
I want to interrupt you for a second, though. What is something you've dealt with Trump, obviously being a New York real estate person, what is something people don't know about Trump that they should know?
I think what they don't know about him is the reason that he's targeting Dodd-Frank as one of the worst regulations out there. He understands that Dodd-Frank is a system of laws. It's not just Dodd-Frank, but it's all the other regulatory framework that goes with it, the Basel framework as well. That when you restrict capital in the system, when you restrict lending, when you restrict banks' ability to lend, who does it hurt? It hurts the guys who need that debt the most. It doesn't hurt a person like me. I've got a 30-year pristine track record of borrowing. And now I'm a member of that group that I wanted to get into 30 years ago. I've arrived. I am a part of the establishment. I'm the guy that banks are happy to lend to. The problem in the system today is that Dodd-Frank is so restrictive. Guys like me, I say it all the time, Robert, I could not start my business today under the Dodd-Frank regime. No way could I start it. And Trump ethos is all about expanding that opportunity to everybody.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Forum. And when we come back, we heard before that Steve started with nothing. And we're going to hear exactly how he did that to build such a dramatic empire. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Steve Witkoff, the founder and CEO of the Witkoff Group, one of the largest real estate owners, developers in the world. And we've been talking a lot about real estate in general, but Steve also, as even mentioned early in the interview, started out really with nothing, and you built what almost anyone would call an empire. What were the challenges you went through? What was your thinking growing up? And how did you do it?
I was a lawyer. I practiced at a law firm by the name of Dreyer & Traub, which was one of the leading boutique real estate firms. That's actually where I first met our president. He was a client of the firm, and I was an associate, and I was worked on some of the things, some of the transactions that he worked on. I used to see him there a little bit. Of course, I always had a dream because we represented people like that. We represented the Calico family, the Cascell family, Cadillac Fairview, Integrated Resources. All the swashbuckling real estate guys would come into our office, and I would sit there and say, I wonder if I could do that. I remember I went to my dad, and I had saved $20,000, and I wanted to put a down payment up on a building, and I said to my father, would you lend me another $20,000 because I really think that I'm going to make some money here. My father, of course, had this Depression-era mentality. I grew up in a family where all they talked about was becoming a lawyer or a doctor because then you could actually make a living. And, you know, if you were a child of the Depression, you always felt that you were going to be under somebody's thumb, that you could lose your job at any moment. And if you had that professional degree, you couldn't. You could always put food on the table. That was the way they thought about things. So my dad, Robert, was supposed to say to me, you can't do that. Stop being a dreamer. Stick with law. Make a living. And my father must have been reading, I say it all the time, I eulogized him by saying he must have been reading a Psychology Today article, you know, right before I asked him if I could borrow that money, because that was about the only liquid savings he had. And he said to me, if you believe in it, I do.
Wow.
And he gave me the money.
Wow.
And probably it was a reckless decision on his part. But the truth is, we were very successful with that one, with that first building, for all the wrong reasons. We got totally lucky. And that's what started me out. That's 1986. And so,
what are the biggest challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome it?
I think the biggest challenge was learning everything there was to know about the business. I remember when I first went into the business, I thought I was a deal guy. I went out, I traded in all my Mo Ginsburg suits. I went to Barney's, I bought a blue blazer. I remember the brand, Emmanuel Angaro. I got a pair of loafers. I began wearing the outfit that I thought dealmakers wore. Blue blazers with gold buttons and an open neck shirt. I was a deal guy. Sure enough, when the market turned down 2 years later, and it was all about working the properties and making cash flow from them, that's when I really had to learn the business. And I learned the business. I learned how to plaster. I learned how to sweat pipe. I learned how to thread pipe, because we had to do all of the repair and maintenance work at those properties during some very, very difficult times in order to make sure that we could get cash flow from those properties and not just pay a mortgage, but pay the oil bills and all the other expenditures associated with running an apartment building. And that's when I really learned the business. And when you learn how to run multifamily, a 24-hour business, which is the multifamily business, people are living there 24 hours a day, you can run almost any property out there. And then nothing became intimidating after that.
When you say intimidating, you had to deal with a lot of intimidating situations, be it from unions to tough negotiators. What did you learn from that?
You know, the toughest thing for me, if I had to sort of identify what the toughest thing was in the early 1990s, going up to properties and meeting working class people who weren't working and they couldn't pay the rent. And I totally identified with them. I mean, in fact, I even sympathized with them. If you couldn't pay the rent, these were not people who were looking to game the system. If you didn't have a job, you couldn't pay the rent, what were you going to do? Were you going to put food on the table first for your children, or were you going to pay the landlord? To me, if I had children in those days, I would have put food on the table. There was nothing to talk about. So the toughest thing for me was trying to blend those feelings. And the truth is, we did it well. What I'm most proud about, and I had a partner back then, a really good partner, what I'm most proud about is the way that we ran our business. We ran our business in a way where we identified with our tenants. And I think it helped us in the way we thought about I think today one of my best skill sets is being able to interact with people from all walks of life. I met people up there, some exceptional people, who would have worked if they could have worked, and there just were no jobs out there.
Big question. Most CEOs want to know about negotiating. No matter how you slice it, they have to negotiate. You obviously have built through the years, other than your business acumen, skills in negotiation. What advice can you give CEOs on just the concept of negotiation?
Well, I believe in being very straightforward and very transparent. I know those are catchy phrases, but I believe in it, because I think you get caught up when you're not transparent, you're not honest, and you're not truthful. On the other hand, there are many who do not give you back that, do not respond to you in that same way. And that's when you have to negotiate hard. And so,
what does negotiate hard mean? How do you do that?
So, we're looking to buy a piece of land in Miami. It just happened this morning. And we made an offer on it. It was a very, very fair offer. It reflected the fact that the market is a fractured market from a financing standpoint. You cannot finance down there today institutionally. There are alternative lenders, but it's very, very difficult to finance at the way you can in New York. We shook our hands with this particular group. And yesterday, they sort of changed the terms on us. I got on the phone with them. I told them I really wasn't happy about it. And this morning I woke up, and you know what I said to myself? I'm not doing the deal. It just violates.
So you would say, always be willing to walk away.
Absolutely. And that, by the way, now, is it possible that they come back to me? Maybe. And then they're going to get a hard negotiation back.
One last sentence on any advice on leadership, because we've about 15 seconds left.
So I think leadership is all about setting the right example. Jack Welch, and I know Jack a little bit, once said, a great manager trains the guy underneath him to take his job. And I think you can't be afraid as a great leader, you can't be afraid to train somebody with a sense of excellence, with a sense of high ethics. That to me is what makes great leadership.
Well, Steve, a great pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And everyone out there, remember, learn everything about your business, no matter what it is, because that's what escalates you. See you next week.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.